科学无尽
Science is endless.
中国无限第二集时空弯曲的答案
Answer to the second episode of Chinese Infinite Time Warp.
那43角秒到底来自哪里
Where did the 42nd triangle come from?
答案要等半个多世纪
The answer will take more than half a century.
1905年
1905
一个26岁的瑞士专利局三级技术员发表了五篇论文
A 26-year-old Swiss patent examiner published 5 papers
其中一篇建立了狭义相对论
One of them established the theory of special relativity
彻底颠覆了牛顿的绝对时空观
Completely overturned Newton's absolute time and space view.
爱因斯坦证明
Einstein proved.
时间和空间不是僵硬的背景舞台
Time and space are not rigid backgrounds.
而是随着观察者的运动状态而变化的流动
Instead, it is the flow that changes with the observer's state of motion.
植物速度越快
The faster the plant grows,
时间越慢
the slower the time,
距离越短
the shorter the distance.
十年后
10 years later,
他把这种思想推广到引力领域
he promoted this idea to the field of gravity,
建立了广义相对论
established general relativity.
广义相对论的核心是一个简单的图景
The core of general relativity is a simple approach.
引力不是一种力。
Gravity is not a force.
而是时空的弯曲。
Instead, it's the curvature of space-time.
想象一张绷紧的橡皮膜。
Imagine a stretched rubber band.
你把一个沉重的保龄球放在中间，膜。
You put a heavy bowling ball on the diaphragm.
就会被压出一个凹陷。
A depression will be formed.
现在，你把一颗弹珠从旁边滚过去。
Now you roll a marble from the side.
它不会直线前进。
He won't move in a straight line.
而是沿着凹陷的表面滑行。
Instead, they slide along the concave surface.
最后绕着保龄球转圈。水星。
The water flows around the bowling ball in a circular motion.
就是那颗弹珠，太阳就是保龄球。
That's the sun and that's the bowling ball.
而时空就是那张橡皮膜。
And space-time is like a rubber sheet.
1915年11月
November 1915.
爱因斯坦把他的新理论应用到水星轨道。方程的左边描述时空的弯曲程度。
Einstein applied his new theory to describe the curvature of space-time on the left side of the equation for Mercury's orbit.
右边描述物质和能量的分布。物质告诉时空如何。
What does matter tell space about the distribution of matter and energy?
弯曲，弯曲的时空告诉物质如何运动。代入数字进行计算。
Curved space-time tells matter how to move, and to the numbers to calculate.
广义相对论预言的额外进动值是 43.03 角秒。
The additional redshift predicted by general relativity is 43.0 megaparsecs.
每百年。观测值是多少？
What is the value of every 100 years?
43.11 角秒
43.119 seconds
每百年误差小于 0.1 角秒
Every 100 years, the error is less than 0.19 seconds
爱因斯坦后来回忆
Einstein's later recollections
当他算出这个结果的那一刻
When he came to this conclusion
他激动的心脏都要停止了。
His excited heart was about to stop.
不是因为他证明了一个方程。
It's not because he proved an equation.
而是因为他意识到，人类的思维终于触及到了宇宙的某种深层真相。
Instead, he realized that human thought had finally reached some profound truth about the universe.
时空不是被动的容器。
Space and time are not passive containers.
而是一个动态的、会弯曲的、会呼吸的存在。
And it is a dynamic, flexible, and living thing.
但广义相对论不是推翻牛顿。
But general relativity is not a replacement for Newtonian physics.
而是在更大的范围内包含了牛顿。
And it also includes Newton on a larger scale.
在低速、弱引力的条件下。
Under low speed and weak gravity conditions,
广义相对论的方程会自动退化为牛顿力学的方程。
The equations of general relativity automatically reduce to the equations of Newtonian mechanics.
这就是为什么我们日常生活中的工程计算。
This is why engineering calculations in our daily lives are.
从桥梁设计到火箭发射。
From bridge design to rocket launch.
依然使用牛顿力学。
Still using Newtonian mechanics.
因为它在这个范围内足够精确。
Because it is precise enough within this range.
而且计算简单的多。
And calculate a lot of simple ones.
只有在强引力场或接近光速的情况下。
Only in strong gravitational fields or when approaching the speed of light.
才需要请出爱因斯坦。
Need to call Einstein.
这就是科学的有用性。
This is the usefulness of science.
每一个理论都在自己的边界内极其有用。
Every theory is extremely useful within its own boundaries.
而新的理论不是消灭旧的理论。
And the new theory is not to replace the old theory.
而是把旧的理论当作一种近似，包含在自己内部。
Instead, they treat the old theories as approximations that are contained within themselves.
然而
However,
爱因斯坦的方程同样标出了自己的边界。
Einstein's equation also marked its own boundaries.
他预言了黑洞。
He predicted black holes.
但在黑洞的中心，密度和时空曲率都趋向无穷。
However, the density and space-time curvature at the center of a black hole tend towards infinity.
大起点物理定律在这里崩溃。
The laws of physics here start to break down.
他也预言了宇宙大爆炸。
He also predicted the Big Bang.
但在时间趋近于零的那一刻。
At the moment when time approaches zero,
同样出现了无穷大的密度和曲率，大爆炸起点，无穷大。
Similarly, there are infinite density and curvature at the Big Bang's starting point, which is also infinite.
在物理学中是一个警报。
In physics, it is a warning.
他几乎确定地告诉你。
He almost certainly told you.
这个理论在这里失效了。
This theory is no longer valid here.
需要一个更基本的理论来接管。牛顿的边界是低速弱引力。
A more fundamental theory is needed to replace Newtonian mechanics in the low speed, weak gravity regime.
爱因斯坦的边界是起点和量子尺度。
Einstein's boundary is the starting point and the quantum scale.
每一个理论都在自己的疆域里称王。
Every theory has its own domain of expertise.
但没有一个理论能够宣称自己统治整个宇宙。
However, no theory can claim to rule the entire universe.
那么，人类为什么要做这一切？
So, why do humans do all this?
为什么要花200多年去追究一个连手指都遮不住的43角秒？
Why spend 220 years pursuing a 40-second triangle that can't even be seen with your fingers?
为什么要追踪一颗根本看不见的假想行星？
Why track a hypothetical planet that is completely invisible?
为什么要花八年时间从零开始重建一套引力理论？
Why spend 8 years rebuilding a gravitational theory from scratch?
只为了解释一个几乎无法观测到的微小偏移。
Just to explain a very small offset that is almost impossible to observe.
答案可能会让一些人意外，不是为了有用。牛顿研究万有引力的时候，
The answer may surprise some people, not because it is useful.
并没有想到200年后人们会用它来造火箭。
I never thought that 200 years later people would use it to build rockets.
爱因斯坦建立广义相对论的时候，
When Einstein established the theory of general relativity,
并没有想到他的方程会被用来校准 GPS 卫星。
I didn't think its equation would be used to calibrate GPS satellite paths.
维耶搜寻火神星的时候，
When Y searched for the god of fire,
心里想的不是找到这颗行星，
I wasn't thinking about finding this planet.
能让航海更安全。
Make sailing safer.
他只是想搞清楚那个数字。
He just wanted to figure out that number.
为什么对不上？
Why is it wrong?
这就是科学最本质的驱动力。
This is the most fundamental driving force of science.
不是实用性。
Not practicality.
不是功利心。
Not utilitarian.
而是好奇心。
Curiosity
是一种纯粹的对不知道的不耐烦。
It is a pure impatience for the unknown.
是一种面对裂缝时
When facing a crack,
必须搞清楚里面有什么的执念。
You must figure out what's inside.
有用性是科学的副产品。
Usefulness is a byproduct of science.
不是它的目的。
Not its purpose.
爱因斯坦不是为了帮你手机导航。
Einstein is not for your phone navigation.
更准才去研究时空弯曲的。他只是想弄明白水星。
When he was trying to figure out the curvature of space-time, he just wanted to understand Mercury.
那43角秒到底怎么回事？
What's going on with the 40 triangles?
科学的有限性和有用性是一枚硬币的两面。
The scientific limitations and usefulness are two sides of the same coin.
但这枚硬币是用好奇心铸造的。
This coin was made with curiosity.